I don't know if you've heard them yet, but they're out there. It's those cicadas, and they're back after, what, 17 years? And, no, they're supposed to be harmless to humans, but guess what? They could do a lot of damage to other things that you own. Joining us is Nathan Kruger. He is with ZBART right here in Milwaukee. And, Nathan, have you heard any of them yet?
No, I haven't heard of them yet, but they're coming.
Yeah. This is what, the biggest brood in like 100 years or something?
It's supposed to be. I'm really curious to see how bad they get this year. I mean, you know, lately we've had the box alders and like everything, the stink bugs, but here we go with cicadas.
They keep telling us, don't worry about them. You know, you might hear them, you might see big clusters of them, but they're not a danger. But you have found that they can do damage. Tell us a little bit about that and why it happens.
Driving around throughout the day, they're going to hit the front end of the vehicle, and they're a very acidic bug. When they splatter on the paint of your vehicle, it's like a little spot of acid on there that can etch your clear coat. So it can leave a visible mark. So the key in that is, one, wash your car off and get to the front end. Make sure you get those bug splatters off as fast as possible before they have a time to sit on there, bake in the sun, and etch your clear coat. And other than that, you want some type of protective coating over that clear coat. But still, regular washing, get them off of there right away. And, you know, as many as they say there's going to be, it's going to be the year to really protect your front end, protect the paint on the vehicle, and make sure you don't get those clear coat stains.
You're going to hit bugs regardless. I mean, that's just part of life when you're out driving. But do you think that the cicadas are more damaging than other kinds of insects that might hit your car?
From what I've read on them, yeah, it's just their acid content is high. They're a larger bug, and the volume of them, you know, there's supposed to be so many that it's just going to be excessive versus, you know, your standard bug impacts. Even normal bugs can cause clear coat stains, and you want to get those off. But it's especially important this year with the emergence of cicadas and the volume that there's going to be, just to make sure that you're being diligent with it.
What happens, say, if you go for a vacation and, you know, you don't have time to get your car cleaned while you're out for that week or two, and the bugs hit the car? Will that automatically stain? I mean, how long can you leave bug guts on your car before they're going to do any real damage?
That's a really good question. I think it depends on what's on top of your paint. If you haven't had your vehicle protected, if you have nothing on your paint, if it's just raw clear coat, I think you can get etching probably within 4 to 5 days, weather conditions determining. You know what I mean? If it's sunny out and they're dry on there and it just sits on your clear coat, it's going to create a little stain. Now, if the stain's not too bad, we can do paint correction a lot of times where we can polish out that etching in the clear and then reseal it. But the best bet is to proactively do something ahead of time. Get your paint protected ahead of time so that it's not sitting right on top of your clear coat. That's the ideal. That way you're not, that acid isn't getting down to the clear.
Does it affect the chrome the same way as it does paint finish?
No, not as much. Chrome is a little bit more durable. You know, it's just a little bit different of a finish where the acid doesn't affect it as much. So where we always see it is just basically on top of the painted surfaces of the vehicle.
What's the worst situation you've ever seen with a car from bugs hitting it?
Just like we talked about, etching in the clear, a bunch of little marks on there, you know, uneven marks where you can just tell it was acid from bugs. That has etched the clear coat, and it stayed on there too long to where it etched too deep where you can't even polish it out. So your car has about, on average, 5 layers of clear coat, and if it eats all the way through those, there's no polishing it out. Now you have a permanent mark on your paint.
Wow. I had no idea It could do that kind of damage.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Nathan, thank you so much. I'm going to have a little different view when I see those cicadas. I don't know if I can drive around them.
I wouldn't recommend it. Don't dodge and weave the cicadas. Let them hit. Clean them off early. Come and see us. Let us do the ceramic on your paint so that you're driving worry-free.
Nathan Kruger from ZBART. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thanks, Libby.